For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. If you have a fellow hunter or shooter on your Christmas list, or if the people who have you on their lists are asking what you want, I might have a few suggestions for you to help get those stockings stuffed. I usually come up with a few ideas for Christmas gifts for everyone on my shopping list, but I always struggle to find stocking stuffers. If the people you've been trying to find stuff for are hunters or shooters, though, there's a ton of stuff out there they'll be thrilled to find in their stockings. A new set of active shooting muffs would be a big hit. I have a set of Impact Sport earmuffs from Howard Light, and I love them. They dampen loud noises, but allow quieter sounds to still be heard, so they make a trip to the range safer. I don't have to take my earmuffs off to have a conversation, and I can hear what's going on around me, but the loud report of rifles and shotguns is muffled. Caldwell E-Max and Walker's Alpha are some other versions, and you can get these brands from anywhere from about $40 to $80. If you know what makes and models of guns your stocking recipients shoot, magazines and ammo are always welcome too. Depending on the magazine, you might be able to get a couple for less than $40. Reactive targets are fun stocking stuffers too. Self-sealing rubber targets come in a bunch of shapes and sizes, as well as prices. You can get a ball, a cube, or even one shaped like a jack, just to name a few. They bounce and dance unpredictably when they get hit by a bullet, so it makes shooting practice even more fun. Targets like these are generally about $10 to $50. Roll up a few paper targets to stuff in that sock too. There are some fun zombie targets with fluorescent backgrounds that make it easy to see where they've been hit, or just some normal paper targets. Really though, it doesn't matter much, as long as it's something to shoot at. And better yet, if you get invited along to use any of these stocking stuffers. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.